Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What what what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now!
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right, hey, 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 ho, 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 your ugly face has got to go. It is time, why did I say that, for the Video Game Review. I'm your humble host, Rick Tittle, coming to you from the downtown San Francisco studios of the Sports Byline, kind of USA Broadcast Network, coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. 500 outlets, 177 countries, ships at sea. If you are in the military, I'm on your side. You're doing a great job. Stay safe. Come home soon. Keep up the good work. Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, National Guard, Space Force, Delta Force. I come from a military family. Even if you don't, we appreciate what they do. And we know that the troops love the video games. Yes, that's right. Of all the sports talk networks we are on right now, this is the 1 hour all week nationally syndicated where we will get into video game talk. sportsbyline.com as we stream along. You can listen there. Any emails you want to send me, rick@sportsbyline.com, and that's how you win the video game that I will give away at 40 after. So just coming up here, a little over a half hour. Also, a cheat code request for the end of the show, you can send those to rick@sportsbyline.com. But we're also on sbnationlive.com. We are on Sirius XM on the Dan Patrick channel. That's 211 in progress. Great to have you out there, especially those of you driving them semis out there, the white line fever. Stay awake behind that wheel, because Smokey the Bear is going to get you. Do people still talk in CB radio talk? I had a CB radio. Yeah, I guess I'm a little bit old. But anyway, Breaker 19, come on in and let's talk some video games. Also, we are on the TuneIn app, the iHeartRadio app, the Stitcher app, all apropos applications for receiving the programming. You can check us out on CRN Digital Plus 2. That is the cable radio network channel tune, your cable provider. 35 million homes. If you want to tweet at me, it is at Rick Tittle as I enunciate my T's. But what it is I'm a gamer just like you. I'm in nobody's back pocket. I'll tell you what's good, what's bad, it's ugly. We are in the golden age of video games, but that means there's still a lot of garbage out there as well. So we'll sift through it. What do you like? What do you not like? Call me up toll free, 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-PLAY. Play is 7529. And we'll talk coffees, dogs, no big whoop, Linda Richmond. We'll do that. We'll take a quick break. And we have an hour of video game talk before we get back to the sports talk. So come on back on the Video Game Review.
Panera believes in saying yes. Yes to clean, fresh ingredients. Yes to the new chicken sausage and pepperoni flatbread topped with rich mozzarella. Yes to delicious mac and cheese. Yes to putting it on a sandwich, creating the grilled mac and cheese sandwich. And yes to impromptu road trips to Sandwich, Illinois. Because that's living life to the flavor fullest. Get $1 delivery when you order on our app. Panera, live your yes. Pricing and product availability may vary. Visit PaneraBread.com.
What are you so happy about?
I'm on the pill.
Aren't you two a bit old to worry about having more kids?
Not her.
Me.
You lost me there, buddy.
Steel Man pills. Things weren't always looking up, if you catch my drift. So, my doctor prescribed me a little something.
Like Viagra?
Yeah, but that's expensive, and it wasn't covered by my insurance. Steel Man pills cost me less than $3 a pill, and virtually the same effect. I just called and got over 40 pills for only $99.
I have this friend who might be looking and...
Well, if your friend wants some help, the consultation is free over the phone. No clinic. Steel Man pills sends it in the mail in a confidential package.
I'm on it. I mean, my friend will be on it.
Steel Man pills. Going the extra mile to help men with erectile dysfunction.
800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. That's 800-399-3691.
When you want to protect your IRA or 401k, don't trust it to just anyone's hands. It's your money. You earned it, and you deserve the best protection available. That's where Augusta Precious Metals comes in. We've provided gold and silver IRAs to thousands of Americans, including Joe Montana himself, the Hall of Fame quarterback. Augusta is trusted by all these people because we have a simple process requiring little more than a phone call to book an appointment for a one-on-one web conference on the benefits of buying gold inside your IRA. Our objective, to educate you on the economy and on the way Americans are using gold as an important part of their wealth protection plans. So do what Joe Montana did. Protect your IRA with gold and silver. Call Augusta Precious Metals right now.
800-251-0427. 800-251-0427. 800-251-0427. That's 800-251-0427.
When others treat your fries as an afterthought, all you're left with are cold, soggy fries. That's why Wendy's new fries are ones you won't forget. Guaranteed to be hot and crispy, or we'll replace them. We're talking natural cut, skin on fries, perfectly seasoned with a hint of sea salt. In fact, they're even preferred almost 2-to-1 over McDonald's. These are fries so hot and crispy, they beg a new question.
What would you like with your fries?
Try them today, only at Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, taste preference based on a national taste test by an independent research
company. The Video Game Review.
Cover coming from F-Zero back in the Super Nintendo days. Do you remember the Mode 7 on the Super Nintendo? I was a big fan of that. That was a new way of doing 3D. It was basically just to take a frame and to zoom into it. That worked very well with Pilot Wings. Why does Pilot Wings work better on the Super Nintendo than it did anywhere else? Not that it was on a lot of platforms, but that's how it went. Anyway, great to have you with us. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. I have been lamenting, yes, I have, over the last year plus, that I can't get my hands on a PS5. It just hasn't happened. And I think that's the way most of us are. I throw us in there, unless you've forked out and paid. You know, in a lot of cases, double the price. I feel that $500 for the PS5 with the disc, which is the only way I'm going to buy it. I'm not buying the digital version. If somebody gave me one, I would take it. But no, I want to be able to have discs and such things. But $500, I think, is a fair price, but it's also super high. But if you think about, you know, I bought a PS4 back in 2012, 2013, whatever it was. If you're paying that every, you know, 8-9 years, it's doable. You don't want to do that every year unless you're rich, and I'm not rich. I work in radio. So I'm more than willing to fork out the $500, but I'm not going to fork out $1,000. And I bring it up because Bloomberg reported this week that they say the chip shortage is going to last until September of 2022. And, of course, that's another 10 months. So, you know, I thought, oh, I'm getting a new PS5 November of 2020. It's November of 2021. I don't have one. And these are first world problems, obviously, but it could be November of 2022. That's just it. But you know what? I use my PS4 almost every day. It's still a great system. There's nothing wrong with it. And I appreciate it. And that's the thing, too, is that there's always a little bit of melancholy, at least for me, when you say goodbye to the old system, because you have tons of games for the old system, for years and years and years of games. And the new system at launch, usually launch games aren't that good because with the kits, nobody has really figured out how to make a great game just yet. So, I don't know. My PS4 is, I feel like it's starting to go on the fritz. Yeah, mein Herr, is it fritz? Because I'll be playing and it's beeping nonstop like a McDonald's fryer, and it's trying to eject a disc when there's no disc in it. I mean, it's hanging by a thread, that thing. And I remember with my Xbox 360, they go, oh, the red ring of doom, or red ring of death, the red ring of destruction, where it was. And I never got the red ring, except when I did. I did get the red ring. And then that's when you know it's had it. Nothing is built to last, obviously. Now, they could make it last. I mean, they could put a man on the moon and have him golf, drive around a buggy, and fly home. They could make one that would last forever, but they don't. Now, if you go back to 2001, there was at the CES, which was in Vegas, Bill Gates came out. Bill Gates came out, of course, the head of Microsoft, and he was there with Dwayne The Rock Johnson, and they introduced something called the Xbox. The Xbox is now officially 20 years old. And I think what's interesting that Gucci is now selling an original Xbox Limited for $10,000. Why? I don't know. But the very next year, we got the launch of Xbox Live. And that allowed players to, wait for it, play against each other. And NFL 2K3, Halo 2, some of those multiplayer options, gamer tags. What's that? Personal IDs you create when you sign up. You get a friends list, maybe voice chat with matchmaking. It pioneered the gaming console experience that we have now, opening doors that some people had already in PC. But it wasn't until 2005 that they had introduced the next gen, which was the Xbox 360. That was only 4 years. And, of course, that played CDs and DVDs and everything else. And, yes, the Red Ring of Death came in. And that's why Microsoft started extending warranties by 3 years from the date of purchase. It was costing like $1 billion as they kept moving things in. But the Xbox One rolled out in 2013. We knew that. That was to counteract the PlayStation 4. And remember when the Xbox One launched, it was $500, and the PlayStation 4 was $400, because the Xbox One came with the Kinect, and it also boasted, well, we have better graphics. Although I think you'd have to be, you know, like an eagle to notice it. But then, what was it, 5 years ago, we got the Xbox Game Pass, which is kind of that network style. And then, of course, the X and the S. Do you have one of those? No, I don't either. But just a little bit of a, if you want to look at the nostalgia of it's now 20 years old and how things change. And, you know, when I started playing, I didn't start playing multiplayer games till I got a PS3. And, you know, Battlefield 3, Battlefield 4, and Battlefield 4, of course, on the PlayStation 4. That was one of the best games at launch, one of the best games ever. But the PlayStation Network on the PS3 was free. And XBLA, Xbox Live, and you would have to go ahead and go and pay $50 or whatever it was. I remember, you know, you'd go to a grocery store, a convenience store, 7-Eleven, and you'd see you know, $25 Xbox players to play online, and the PlayStation was free. And honestly, when I think about the Xbox 360 and the PS2, I was starting, because I was PlayStation at first, and I love everything. I think it's dumb when you have to hate the other side. It's like if you buy a Ford truck, you have to get a bumper sticker of Calvin from Calvin and Hobbes peeing on the Chevy logo. And when it comes down to it, you were about to get the Chevy, but the Ford guy threw in the floor mats. Or it's like if you like soccer, you have to hate football, or vice versa. It's stupid. There's room in my heart for all these great systems. But I started to lean more towards Xbox until the PS3 and the PSN, and then that's what made me more of a Sony guy at that point. If you think about that, it's funny. It doesn't seem that long ago that Bill Gates walked out at the CES, and what it also means is that The Rock has been famous for 20 years. Which I guess is true. That's a long time to be famous, and he's bigger now than he ever was. I don't think people knew his name was Dwayne Johnson back then. I think he was just The Rock, the son of Rocky the Soul Man Johnson, who used to wrestle out here in Oakland back in the day. But anyway, just a little bit of history here as we go back. But have you gotten your PS5 yet? I was literally 15 minutes away from getting one, but I didn't get my name in on time. I know. And I'm still waiting. And that's the ultimate you snooze, you lose. I wasn't snoozing. I just was doing a show at the time. When we come back, your calls, 1-800-878-PLAY. I'm Rick Tittle, and this is the Video Game Review.
Calling all busy electricians. Your job is about to get simpler. Introducing Leviton's new Contractor Connect, an online portal offering a host of educational resources, videos, customer support, expert content, and the latest on Leviton products. Jay Sherman is the Director of Residential Marketing at Leviton.
We understand that electrical contractors are busier than ever, and our goal is to lessen that load by giving them the resources they need right at their fingertips. Whether on a job site looking for installation support or using downtime to catch up on the latest industry news, Leviton Contractor Connect makes it easier than ever for contractors to stay productive and ahead of the competition.
Contractor Connect features the My Leviton Pro Support Program, which provides enrolled contractors with a dedicated customer service line and an easy-to-earn rewards program. Contractor Connect can be easily accessed at any time from any location. Visit leviton.com/contractorconnect to explore today.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Here's a simple solution for you if you have back pain, knee pain, or any other pain in your body. It's as simple as drinking a glass of water every day. Your body is over 60% water, and drinking the best water you can get is crucial for your health. Echo Antioxidant Water, developed by Synergy Science, is the best water you can drink, and it's only available through this special radio offer. Over 1,000 research studies have shown that the powerful antioxidant used in Echo Antioxidant Water can reduce inflammation, improve brain function, help you sleep better, and boost gut health. With just 2 glasses a day, you can experience these benefits right from the comfort of your home. Some people have even replaced their morning coffee jolt with Echo Antioxidant Water. Call now and learn which Echo product by Synergy Science is right for you. We offer free shipping and a full 30-day money-back guarantee. Change your health by simply changing your water.
800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. That's 800-944-1789.
The Video Game Review.
Welcome back to the Video Game Review. Great to have you with us. Rick Tittle with you. That's me. You're you. Coming up in the next segment, it'll be 40 after the hour. This time I give away a brand new game. And I will do that. Time to talk about some games I've been playing. You can tell me what you've been playing. I've been playing a couple of SPS games. One on the PC and one on my PlayStation 4. The first one on the PC is called Hell Let Loose. And this is a game developed by Black Matter, published by Team 17. You can check out more at hellletloose.com. But this is trying to make a World War II game hardcore and realistic. And, of course, now nothing is going to capture the realism. But I will say, like, if you look at war movies that were made, you know, in the 50s, where you'd say, oh, you got me, and there was no blood, and then you'd, like, have a Saving Private Ryan. Obviously, they're still just movies. But which one looks more realistic to you? You know what I mean? But this is basically one huge game of rush. One pushes, one defends. But you can't just respawn on a squad mate when you die. You can only respawn on an outpost. And an outpost has to be placed by a squad leader. Otherwise, you have to respawn at a garrison, and you let your enemy overrun your garrison, and you can't respawn there anymore. And so it's the kind of game where you might have to respawn in the back, and you have to run the length of the map to get back into it. And it's the kind of game where one bullet will kill you, two will definitely kill you, like real life. You'll get shot, and you'll have no idea where it came from. There are revives possible if there's a medic around, which there almost never is. really good graphics. The sound of the guns is not great. You know, that's the one thing. It's just, you know, regular pop. It's not like, you know, over the years we've had developers, especially at DICE, which makes the Battlefield games, Digital Illusions Computer Entertainment in Stockholm, Sweden. Sweden under the EA umbrella, they'll go out and they'll get vintage guns and record the actual sounds. But if you've spent any amount of time playing Insurgency or Squad, then the lethality is going to be familiar. But, you know, you're carrying around, most everybody's just carrying around a bolt-action Mauser, you know. And so there's just no spray and pray on full auto. And you have to think about bullet drop and other things. But the emphasis is on teamwork. Obviously, one of the things about teamwork is respawn management. And then some vehicles as well. But it's just, you can get into a 90-minute match. And constructing a garrison building so the team can respawn faster, and then that'll cut the effort, and then we get another outpost down, and you need building materials, and the ammo can be loaded manual into trucks, and then you can drive it around. So on the one hand, I think you can really appreciate the realism of that, but the good thing is there is a simplicity about that as well, and that is that you can jump into any class you want, and you quickly have a grasp on things. There isn't a huge learning curve. You can spend the entire match if you want just making supply runs for teammates, if you're a coward. Now, and then just say, just accept the fact that you're a cog in the machine, or you can spend the whole time just fighting like I do and most too. But as I said, just a little bit of nitpicking with the sound, you know, if everything was tuned correctly, you know, some things might be a little bit too loud or a little too weak. Like, you know, someone's talking to you on the radio and the radio is louder than your gun, which is a little bit weird. But as I said, you got Kar 98s, Mausers, you got M1 Garands, MP40s. There are a lot of whizzes and pops and things, and there's no like that crack you hear when the bullet goes right past you. But there are three factions, United States, Germany, and Russia. And it's a pretty fun milsim, and if you get down to the details in it, I mean, listen, if you want just pure arcade action, like Call of Duty, where as soon as you spawn, you die, then that's a little that's a little bit different, obviously. But if you remember last week, I gave away Call of Duty Vanguard. I gave away the code and got a code for myself. And it's pretty fun. It's definitely not a Infinity Ward game. It's got a little more Treyarch, you know, finish to it. But the way that you progress, the way that the trees look when it comes to, you know, building weapons, and it looks almost exactly like Call of Duty Modern Warfare, the latest one, which is good because I think most of us are coming out of that and into this. And the only thing is, there are way, way, way more attachments for your gun, and which I like. But the thing is, and there's more slots too for guns that you can start screwing around with at level 4, and level 4 will take you 5-10 minutes to get there. But first of all, almost every character seems like it's a you know, a skinny girl of all ethnicities. And look, that's fine, whatever. You know, like I remember with Battlefield 1, it's World War 1, and all 4 of my German guys were of African heritage. What are you going to do, right? So you can go for the diversity and the inclusiveness, and it's everything. Or you could go for the historical realism of it. It doesn't matter to me. But this is what I don't like. I don't care what the gender, non-gender, binary, ethnicity, whatever it is. I don't mind any of that. The thing that I don't like about this game is that everybody can be the same distinct character. What do I mean by that? Well, let's say you want the character Lucas, or you want Paulina, or you want Wade. Okay. Well, you only know someone's an enemy if there's the red name written over its head. So you could have two Paulinas fighting each other wearing the red star of Mother Russia. You know what I mean? It would be much better if you had two different factions. Like when I played Battlefield 1943, it didn't bother me that I was representing the Empire of Japan and I was fighting Marines on Wake Island or Guadalcanal. It's just a game. At least I knew who my enemy was. It was the guys dressed like Americans, right? So that's what I think is kind of stupid, you know? And they have MVP votes at the end of games, and I've been MVP 3 times. But, whatever, that's kind of fun. But that's the only thing I think is stupid, because a lot of times you'll see someone running at you who looks exactly like you, and if the name doesn't pop up over their head, then you don't know if they're friendly or not. And I think at some point, because it is Call of Duty, you're going to have, you know, Jigsaw in there, just like in Modern Warfare. You're going to start having, you know, as always, the skins as you go. You can have the zebra stripes and pink and purple. It's Call of Duty. What do you want, right? And I know that, you know, in some of the Ultimate Editions, you can jump up with, you know, extended weapons from right away. But, you know, they've got some new combat vehicles. When they bring out the Pacific, a brand new map called Caldera, you know, with Vanguard right now, because season one is going to have Warzone Pacific. That's the battle royale. But I haven't played zombies because I don't like it. It's too stressful. It's just nonstop waves of zombies. And I know some people, they just go right for the zombies. And I have played a lot of zombies. It's just not as fun because they're bots. Once you start getting the taste of facing another person, and it could be a 12-year-old in Bulgaria or it could be a 70-year-old in Texas. It doesn't matter. You don't know. That's just much better. Also, they've got some classic maps that have been redesigned, the Last Days of Verdansk. Can you think about like Shipment, the way it's been designed? Now, that is even smaller on this. You're literally spawning into the path of a bullet. You know, a lot of times you'll Call of Duty, you'll spawn right in front of a guy and he'll shoot you. This one, the bullet's already been fired and you're spawning right into it. As with anything, you could say if you have one Call of Duty, you have them all, which is much too simplistic to do. I've only just started playing this. I like it. I actually like it. You know, it's got, you know, these hologram sights like that was in World War II. I have not played the campaign yet. The campaign is going to put you on the eastern and western parts of Europe and the Pacific Theater and North Africa as well. And so it's just fun. And you know what? Playing so much Modern Warfare, it was time for a new look. Anyway. All right. We are going to take a break. I'm going to give away a brand new game. I'll also tell you what's new this week. If you want to chime in, Neophytes, Hardcore Gamers, everyone in between, it's 1-800-878-PLAY. Come on back. I'm Rick Tittle.
Is a potential sign of COVID or the flu, and the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer has been proven accurate with more than 100 clinical studies. Be vigilant and seek medical advice at the first sign of fever. Be accurate with Exergen. Exergen temporal scanners, available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
I need a holiday tech gift for my husband that will make his jaw drop at a price that won't drop mine.
It's possible, because Staples Connect is celebrating Black Friday all week with big savings on the hottest holiday tech. Right now, save up to $250 on the latest PCs. Plus, Apple AirPods Pro are just $179. Explore all the great Black Friday tech deals at staplesconnect.com/Black Friday. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Ends 11/27, limit 2, in-store only. PC offer on select models.
Do you love driving, but you don't love your car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. It's easy to refinance your car payment. Just call today to get your no-obligation quote and find out how much you can save. To qualify for a lower car payment, your car should be less than 10 years old, have less than 125,000 miles, and you've made at least 6 on-time payments. Call Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your rate and your payment by refinancing. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. Call today and see how much you can save. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. That's 800-871-9417. Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Is your vehicle ready for holiday travel? O'Reilly Auto Parts can help you save on your next oil change. Right now, get a $15 O'Reilly Auto Parts gift card after mail-in rebate when you buy 5 quarts of Castrol Edge Full Synthetic Motor Oil for $32.95. Plus, earn double O rewards points with your purchase. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Black Friday's on at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com. Everything's 50 to 70% off. Plus, shop all new doorbusters, including 60% off sweaters and cozy add-ons. Shop the sale through November 27th at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com. Black Friday's on at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com. Everything's 50 to 70% off. Plus, shop all new doorbusters, including 60% off sweaters and cozy add-ons. Shop the sale through November 27th at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you. 1-800-878-PLAY is the number to call and get in. It's 40 after the hour. That means it's time to give away a brand new video game. And I have one here called World Quiz, which is going to be coming out on December 2nd. But I have them now. It's multi-format. I have it's on the Switch and others. I have it here on the PS4. World Quiz is developed by NYX Digital and InLogic Games and published by Funbox Media. Rated E for everyone. How about that? So my question is, World Quiz, is this a game about quizzes or is this a game about sewer rats? Tell me the answer. A second correct answer wins one for the PS4. Send your answer to rick@sportsbyline.com. Last week, the Call of Duty got a big reaction. Let's see what World Quiz does. rick@sportsbyline.com. Is this about a quiz or is this about rats? Here's the blurb. A quiz game that will help you learn about geography, foods of the world, flags, literature, history, sports, and many more categories in an easy and enjoyable way. Features over 5,000 questions split into 24 categories to really test people's knowledge of the world. 3 levels of difficulty to make it playable for the whole family. Over 190 different countries featured. And just as a, they have categories, R-I-S-E, like categorize, and then it says many, many more, but it says amni, many more. Maybe they should have me spell check this before they print this stuff. But cities around the world, London, Prague, Ankara, other historical monuments, Big Ben, Berlin, Cathedral, Colosseum, food, drink, tiramisu, apple strudel, Brindzove Halushki. I don't know what that is. This is why I would get that question wrong. All right, send those to rick@sportsbyline.com. I also saw an article that I thought was pretty interesting that was called the 10 Best Animal Sidekicks in Video Game History. And this is something I saw on Screen Rant. And so before I even looked at it, they have the Last Guardian, the Trico. That's this horrifying thing that's a bird and a dog and a cat, and it's like the size of a hippo. I never liked that thing. They have Daffodil, the Spiritfarer. I don't know anything about that. They have Cerberus, the three-headed hellhound in Hades. And that's when the Zagreus tries to meet his mother, Persephone. It's all based on that. In Brown, Rule of Rose. Rule of Rose was a PS2 Japanese survival game that took place in 1930s England. And that one. Brown was the name of a dog in that. Dog Meat and Fallout. You know, Dog Meat was sweet, but I never cared much for Dog Meat when I got him because, and this was in Fallout, 76 and Fallout New Vegas, because dog meat would just die immediately. And I tell people that, and they go, oh, dog meat lasted forever. I go, it was hard for me to tell dog meat not to attack creatures that were way more powerful. They have Epona. Epona is the horse that you ride around in the Legend of Zelda franchise. And you think about Ocarina of Time and Epona's song to get on it. That's not really a sidekick. They've got Pokemon Yellow, Red's Pikachu. Is that really one? Pascal Shin Megami Tensei. Pascal is the little dog in that. Huey in Haunting Ground. That was a Capcom game, 2005 for the PS2, and that was the successor to the Clock Tower series. And Haunting Ground was a woman named Fiona Belli trapped in a large castle. And so Huey is the white German shepherd who's her companion. But the number one animal sidekick they have in video game history is Rapidi in Tales of Vesperia. Tales of Vesperia is an RPG that surrounds a young man named Yuri Lowell and creates a guild called Brave Vesperia in response to injustice. And then his loyal dog, Rapidi, who cannot speak, can only bark. Oh, that's funny. That sounds like a dog. The absolute first thing I thought of was Floyd. Floyd was in Jet Force Gemini. Jet Force Gemini is one of the coolest games I've ever played. And I'll never forget that game. That was 1999. It was on the N64. It was published and developed by Rare. But they had a character named Floyd. And Floyd was not an animal per se, but it was almost like this little flat robot the size of a hat that would float around, and it would sort of be over your shoulder, and it would shoot laser beams at people. And the cool thing about that was that somebody walking by, someone in your house could take control of Floyd. And so they could just pick up the other joystick and start shooting as Floyd, which I thought was really, really cool. So anyway, as I checked that list, not so much, I have to say, on a lot of those. One more thing before we get to the new releases this week. Yahoo News this weekend had a story about the recommendation from something called the American Pediatric Association, and is recommending that teenagers not play video games for more than 2 hours a day. So you think about substance abuse, that's pretty easy, or easier to spot, right? But when ICD-11, or the World Health Organization's 11th edition of the International Classification of Diseases, goes into effect on January 1st, we have a little more than a month, video game addiction is now going to be formally recognized as a disorder. Now, I'm not here to argue that. There are some people who will argue that alcoholism is not a disease. As Norm Macdonald said, it's a disease where you're always happy. It's just a choice. And other people will show you clinical evidence that it is a disease, that your body gets acclimated. Whatever. You can argue that one way or another. I'm just saying that it's going to be classified as a disorder. The American Psychiatric Association, 8 years ago, has already recognized video game addiction as a disorder. So right now, when it comes to the World Health Organization, the only disorder that they classify as an addiction is gambling. Now, of course, there are sex addicts and all these, you know, internet addicts, which are not in there as well. But there are some countries like China and South Korea. They have recognized video game addiction for many, many years. And in fact, 2009, a couple made headlines in Korea because the malnutrition of their daughter, because they were so involved in video games that they forgot to feed their baby. It was a horrible story. But there's a guy named Franny Schiepel, who is at a psychological associate in Aberdeen, Scotland. and says has worked with children of all ages, addressing issues like stress, coping, behavioral concerns, divorce, anxiety, depression, grief, things like that. And he thinks video game addiction is most comparable to internet addiction. You don't say. But the American Academy of Child and Adolescent Psychiatry estimates that children 8 through 12 in the U.S. spend 4 to 6 hours a day on screens, smartphone, TV, or video game. Teens spend up to 9 hours per day on screens. So what I'm trying to say here is everybody has to do their own parenting. If you are a parent, or you are, that's right, a parent apparently, or you are a guardian, and it basically comes down to everything in moderation, right? What is something that's really great? A donut, right? That's what we can all agree on. Donuts are great, and they're tasty and wonderful. You're going to have 500 donuts. Now it's not great anymore. As people, they never look to see what choices are. And now we're such snowflakes that, and not to say that mental illness isn't a real thing. I'm not getting into all that. I'm not trying to disparage anyone. If you have problems, then please seek help and don't be embarrassed. But we are snowflakes and we don't take any responsibility for ourselves. So this whole thing is like, oh, I'm a sex addict or I'm a video game addict. You just have to have everything in moderation. That's all. But I thought I'd bring it up because January 1st is going to be an official disorder. Let's take a look at the new games coming out this week. Farming Simulator 22, Mac, that's right, PC, PS4, PS5, Stadia. Give them credit, they're going everywhere, Stadia. Final Fantasy 14 Online, Mac, PC, PS4, and PS5, this DLC expansion RPG. Death's Door, it's kind of cartoony action role-playing game for the PS5, Switch, and PS4. Cricket 22, I'd be interested in playing this, Ian Lara. Xbox One, Xbox, PS5, PC, PS4. Deer Simulator, I say that because there's five E's. Deer Simulator, action game, PS4, Switch, Xbox One. Lens Island, actually it looks like, if you want to judge it by its box art, it looks pretty cool. Lens Island is an adventure game, action game for the Mac and PC. Mac already with three games. Beyond a Steel Sky. Cool name. Adventure game, PS4, PS5, Switch, Xbox, Xbox One. Evil Genius 2. That's a strategy game on the PS4, PS5, Xbox, Xbox One. We have MXGP 2021. Of course, this is your guys on motorcycles, PC, PS4, PS5, Xbox, Xbox One. Prop Night, a PC action game, which looks really scary. Another one that looks scary is called There Is No Light. PC, PS4, Switch, Xbox One, action adventure. And just a couple more. Electrician Simulator, a PC sim, change a light switch with somebody. Can you believe it? Electrician Simulator, somebody's cup of tea. Somebody will like it. Project Mikhail, not Mikhail, not like Mikhail's Navy, but like Mikhail Brishnikov. Project Mikhail, PC action game. And finally, End Light. End Light is a PC action game. All right, we'll take a quick break, and when we come back, we will give away the cheat code for this week. And feel free to send your request to rick@sportsbyline.com. Come on back, y'all.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968. Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. That's 800-693-8290. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. Again, that's 800-449-1759.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you. Welcome back to the show. It's time for the cheat code. Send your requests for the older game that I'll look up for you. Rick at sportsbyline.com. This one comes from Ricky. Hey, I sent it to myself. Ricky says, hey, Rick, love the show here in Billings. I'm going to assume that's Billings, Montana.
It's Billings, Florida.
Billings. He says, how do I continue the game in Panzer Dragoon? I hear there's a cheat. I hear. Yes, you heard twice. This was on the Sega Saturn. This one took a little bit of digging. Panzer Dragoon is a really hard game, but excellent boss battles, if that's what you're into. And it can be a little much to handle. And so you would like to have some unlimited continues. This is how you do it. You go to the title screen and press Start, then Up, X, Right, Y, Down, Z, Left, Y, Up, and X. You have to do that before you select Normal Game. Once again, if you don't get it, I'll email it to you again. Go to the title screen and press Up, X, Right, Y, Down, Z, Left, Y, Up, and X, and you should be fine. I remember there was a game on the regular NES called Mylon Secret Castle. I've told a story about fighting a pterodactyl skeleton with bubbles at the end, and I called the Hudson line, and a guy's eating a bowl of cereal like in San Bruno, and he's like, oh, keep fighting him. But in that game, you had to press right and then A, and you got to continue. And you only had one life and one hit point. And one time I put in like 12 hours, and I forgot to hold it down hard enough, and it started the game all over again. I almost pushed my head through the TV screen. Good thing I didn't, though. It's only a game. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next week on the Video Game Review.